The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.
From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Tim Padgett.
Frente a Superman, surgió la kryptonita perfecta.
Last week, Venezuelan President Nicolás Maduro said his country had found the perfect kryptonite to defeat Superman. By Superman, he meant the U.S. And the kryptonite?
El petro, criptomoneda de Venezuela.
The petro. That's the cryptocurrency Venezuela recently created to raise desperately needed cash as it sinks deeper into the world's worst economic collapse today. Maduro touts the petro as a way around U.S. financial sanctions that prevent his authoritarian socialist regime from raising money in bond markets. And he claimed his cryptocurrency had hauled in $735 million on just its first day last week.
This is the first ever state that issues cryptocurrency.
Alejandro Machado is a Venezuelan-born software designer based in Panama. He says that kryptonite and Superman stuff is just what the crypto community wanted to hear. You see, cryptocurrency, digital currencies like Bitcoin and Ether, is a sort of rebel financial movement. It wants to free currency from the centralized grip of banks and governments. And that movement wants legitimacy. So it was big to have an actual country, in this case Venezuela, embrace the idea.
This is a huge milestone for the crypto community that believes that cryptocurrencies are going to be the future.
Machado works in cryptocurrency development, but like a lot of crypto enthusiasts, he is not cheering the launch of Venezuela's petro. For starters, Machado says that as a Venezuelan expat, he rejects a cryptocurrency that may throw a dictatorial regime a financial lifeline.
It's a very exciting stage of the game, but I think we have to remember our values.
Whatever Machado's political take, he and other experts say what's more troubling is that the petro might be a fiasco, if not an outright scam. Especially the Venezuelan regime's remarkable claim that it scored almost $750 million on the petro's first day out. On the group blog Caracas Chronicles, Machado said he examined the petro's dysfunctional website and its blockchain. Blockchain is the digital ledger on which the buying and selling of a cryptocurrency are recorded. And experts saw no petros change hands there.
You have to be really naive to believe the government has, in fact, sold any petros.
So Venezuela is lying, trying to create hype to lure buyers in, or it's made a behind-closed-doors deal with crypto investors on future petro sales. Perhaps in Russia, one of the only international backers Venezuela has left. Either way, critics say that lack of transparency, from a regime notorious for lack of transparency, should make the crypto community worried. Far from helping to legitimize cryptocurrency, the petro may only tarnish its fledgling image.
There's a sucker born every minute, and that's what the Venezuelans are counting on.
Russ Dallin heads the Miami investment firm Caracas Capital Markets.
This is like Venezuela setting up a lemonade stand on the front porch of their country, but the fact is that it's just water.
Or in this case, oil. Dallin sees two big problems with the petro. The first is that it's issued by one of the most economically incompetent governments on Earth. The second is that it's supposedly backed by Venezuela's prodigious oil reserves. One petro for one $60 barrel of crude. But cryptocurrency experts like Charles Evans say it really isn't supposed to work that way. Evans is a finance professor at Barry University. He says a crypto asset like Bitcoin
exists in and of itself. It's like a box of poker chips that cannot be counterfeited. With Venezuela, it is not the case that you could show up on President Maduro's doorstep with a bunch of petros on your phone and come out with a barrel of oil.
In fact, says Evans, investors still really don't know how or if they can actually redeem the petro for anything.
Then it looks like any other Ponzi scheme out there. Venezuela, the sensation I get is watching two children playing with a frisbee on the Palmetto Expressway during rush hours, and there's nothing I can do to stop it.
This week, Venezuela plans to issue another cryptocurrency backed by its gold reserves. Meanwhile, Evans points out more Venezuelans are using cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, not to rebel, but to survive, because hyperinflation has made Venezuela's regular currency, the Bolivar, worthless. Unless Venezuela's regime knows something the experts don't, its cryptocurrencies may turn out to be the same. I'm Tim Padgett in Miami. You can read more of our Latin America coverage at WLRN.org.
The Latin America Report is made possible by MBAF, CPAs and advisors.